I know you've given part of your wardrobe to the Texas Fashion Collection, and it included some pieces that he designed. I'm curious about how, through your professional career, you've had a relationship with your wardrobe, because I know it reflects who you are, but then you're also this sort of public figure, too. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't have a lot. You know, journalism is not a highly paid profession. And so I didn't really have a lot of disposable income to spend on clothes. Generally I did most of my shopping in Europe and New York when I was on the road for collections. And I think having the ability to see what was coming, it gave you sort of a head start on being able to assemble your own wardrobe and in a way that was from much lower sources. The amount of designer clothes that I owned was really pretty minuscule. It was more like, you know, the Army Navy store. And I remember trying to decide the first trip to Europe what I was going to wear to cover shows. And I didn't have that kind of wardrobe, but I decided I would kind of play up my Texas-ness. And it was 1980, February or March, I guess, 1980. And I wore like punk t-shirts and Ralph Lauren prairie skirt that you have and cowboy boots and a jacket or something, just kind of like crazy. But shopping in Europe and especially, oh my God, London, I just died because I was so into music. And in the early 80s, the music scene in London was cuckoo, off the charts, incredible. And, I mean, that was the Vivienne Westwood and, you know, it was just like the New Romantics and all that. So it was crazy and great. But so I would say for a few pieces, and I was always, you know, they always talk about style is, you know, forever. Fashion is temporary. Fashion is fleeting. Style is forever. It's like I kind of had a little bit of a style, but I was a trend slut, I have to say. I never met a trend I wasn't ready to embrace. It's like, neon, bring it on, you know. Norma Kamali, oh my God, how big can my shoulder pads be? And it was just, I just loved it. It just was so much fun and never a second of boredom, ever. I mean, I think it's like, you know, I remember always going through these management things and saying, well, now we're going to have to manage for change. And it's like, I love change. I live for change. It's like, what's the matter with change? It's awesome. You know, that's what fashion is. It's like, it's for the people with short attention spans. So anyway, I'm hopping all around here. This is total free association, Annette, you can tell.